Hello there. Good to have you back. Today we're going to look at day 8 of our walk with Jesus. And as I said the previous time, the title is The Changing of the Stage. Our scripture is found in Galatians 4, verse 4, where Paul wrote, "But when the fullness of time had come, Jesus sent forth his Son." Some years ago, Mo, my wife, and I went to a theatre in London to watch a show. After about an hour, the curtains closed and there was a short break. When we returned and the curtains opened, the stage was completely different. The background, the scenery, and the furnishings had all changed. This reminded me of the 400 years of silence between the Old Testament and the New Testament. When it came to the story of God and his purposes in the earth, it was as if like God was spending a lot of time totally rearranging the stage, getting it ready for the second half of the story. The Old Testament was the first part of the story, and it had ended, and the curtain came down to prepare for the second half. The drama of the Old Testament was playing out and coming to an end. A new era was about to emerge. Malachi, who happened to be the last Old Testament prophet, spoke these words, "Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes." Keep these two names in your mind, Moses and Elijah. There then followed around 400 years of silence from heaven. God waited whilst the political, social, religious and cultural stage was reset. And during this 400-year epoch, heaven fell silent. The prophetic voices disappeared, and the light of God ceased to shine on the nation. It was a season of the seeming absence of God, and within that spiritual vacuum, strong voices and great powers began to agitate. When God moves out of the neighborhood of our lives, the ground is laid wide open for an invasion of both personalities, agendas, and things that are not only secular, but decidedly ungodly and destructive. To imagine this time frame, it would help to think of the differences between the reigns of Elizabeth I, she was born in 1558, and Elizabeth II, who was born in 1952. There was roughly 400 years between the two reigns, and during those years, many significant changes took place in England. The landscape changed considerably. And it is important, therefore, to understand this new setting of the back of the stage, because it is the background to everything that Jesus and the early church walked into. Dr. Graham Scroggie was a Baptist minister and a wonderful expositor of the Bible, and he wrote these words, "The New Testament does not begin from where the Old Testament ends. Tremendous changes took place in all directions, and to know what these were and what were their significance is of the utmost importance for an understanding of how the story of the first 100 years AD was made possible. Jesus was born into a Jewish nation that was controlled and dominated by the Roman Empire. The kings were puppet kings, and the priesthood was deeply corrupted by various factions, political intrigues, and personal agendas. There was a new temple that had been constructed over several years by King Herod that became not so much a center for spirituality, but for religious activities that were plagued with commercialism and greed. Into this environment, Christ entered. On the negative side of things, Israel was a nation under the Roman boot, under a quasi-religious leadership, and God's people suffering poverty and spiritual and cultural confusion. On the positive side, there was a new universal language of Greek. There were well-built Roman roads that gave easy access to the known world. And there was a people desperate for spiritual reality. Here's a thought. Amidst all the tumults of the earth and the silences of heaven, God is always active. And so we pray, Father, when I don't understand what is going on around me, help me to trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. The next time we'll be looking at two characters, Zachariah and Elizabeth. Until then, you take care. Out there.